Welcome to Student Chapel. You should be excited. That step routine, wow. I thought that was pretty incredible. That's a hard act to follow. Fortunately, our speaker today happens to be a pretty mad stepper himself. I was talking to him last night, and he said he was a little disappointed that they didn't ask him to join. But that's okay. Today we have Brandon Ponchak. Yeah. Now you may not recognize him. He recently had a haircut, but it's okay. He said that, you know, coming to chapel, he thought it would be good if he looked a little bit more like Stu Smith. But Brandon, he's a senior. He's a Bible major. Comes from Ohio. He's on the soccer team, and after graduation, he plans on working at Ichthus for a while, so that's really exciting. I personally have gotten to know him on my hall, the C-Star Hall. Yeah? Yeah. All right. Now, an interesting story. The very first time I met Brandon, it was my freshman year. And, you know, the beginning of the year, you have those introduction meetings. You got to go and talk about whatever. And we're sitting there, and Brandon comes in, and he's got this white robe on. And I see that his entire body is shaved. I mean, eyebrows and everything. And so me being this little freshman, I have no idea what to do. I'm intimidated. I just look at him, and I'm like, what did I get myself into? And since then, Brandon has never ceased to amaze me. As you well know, he has crazy antics. He livens a crowd. He does everything that's great. But really, Brandon's a great guy. He sincerely cares about people. And it's a genuine care. He listens. He wants to know what's going on with your life. And I'm really excited that he gets to speak today. He's just going to share a bit of his testimony, what God has been doing in his life. And so it should be great. So if you would join me in welcoming Brandon Ponchak.
Man, I'm glad this day finally came. Then I can finally sleep. I mean, I've been up all night long just thinking about this chapel. Just for one, I never expected to speak today. It's a privilege, it's a blessing to be up here to speak in front of all my classmates, my senior class. This is the last student chapel of the semester, last student chapel of some of our college careers. Yeah, I think it's 15 actual class periods, 5 days, and one final. But who's counting? I mean, I'm not counting that I'm graduating this December, so sorry. That's for all you freshmen who still got too long left. So I was asked to speak today of what God's been doing in my life. And, you know, I could go clear back, but you guys don't want to hear about my entire life. I don't want to talk about my entire life. Really, there's been 3 key events in the last year and 3 months that have really changed my direction of where I'm going in life, where I'm headed. And actually, it reminds me a lot of where I've been to and why I'm here, what I'm doing today. So that's where I would like to start off. And a little background about you know, when I came to Asbury in the fall of 2004, I told my family that I'm going to pursue the ministry, that I felt called into the ministry. That's why I'm a Bible major. That's why I'm going to Ichthus. That's why I'm working with kids. So I told my family that, and my grandma immediately asked me, when your granddad passes away, will you preach at his funeral, or will you speak at his funeral? And that was a big step. because I've never done such a thing before, especially in front of my entire family, extended family, friends, everything. So, you know, I accepted just because, you know, I felt that would be good for me to do, a good experience, but to honor my granddad like that. So last August, August 22nd, actually, my granddad passed away. That's a good thing now. I mean, it's not good that he's gone, but it was better. He died of complications from Parkinson's disease and cancer. All right. My whole 21 years of life then, he battled with Parkinson's the whole time. And I've seen how he struggled, but yet he never failed to provide for me and my family. And that will always be left with me. So during the visitation services, I saw how many people showed up, and it amazed me. The funeral home was packed, line out the door. You know, I think there's like two visitation days and maybe three visitation services, packed every day the whole time, of the people my granddad impacted in his life, throughout his life. And they come to pay their respects to my family and to him, and just, you know. So that really got me thinking of, man, he lived a good life. He lived a really good life, and, you know, he left a lot with a lot of people. So that's exactly what I talked about that day when I got to speak at the funeral. I said, what are we going to do now? He's gone. All right, we can take what he give us, and we can carry on. And we can teach other people that. We can show the people what we've been left with. You know, that is what he had in his life, and we can carry it on. So then I come back down here. That was the first, I missed the first week of classes last year. So I come back down here, and I found out the student chapel theme, it's real life this year. But last year, it was leave a legacy. And I'll probably always remember that, just because it was probably my favorite thing at the moment. And probably why it was my favorite is because it went right hand in hand with what granddad did to me. He left a legacy in me about how I can provide for my family, how I can treat others, and what I can do for others. So that really, I mean, I'll never forget that theme. And I think it's the best one. I mean, I like this real life because now you're hearing about my real life. You know, something I was kind of hesitant about speaking on. So, you know, granddad left me a legacy, but the legacy that I'm most proud of him is that when him and my grandma became parents, all right, for the first time, he said for grandma to take the kids to church until they were 18, and then it was up to them. That was the most important thing in his life, that the kids were in church. And she did that. He was able to go when he could. He was providing for family and out working all the time. So he couldn't go all the time, but it was still a vital part of his life. So I thought about that. I was like, church was most important in his life. What about my life? And it definitely is. Jesus left a legacy. He had a legacy, and he has one in me. And our lives are supposed to reflect that. And you know, since then, and you know, before then, I thought about it every once in a while. Like, how is Jesus reflected in my life? You know, what will others remember us for? Will they remember us for what we've accomplished by ourselves? Or will they remember us for loving the Lord with all our hearts, souls, mind, and strength? You know, so I knew I had to do something. You know, after seeing Granddad pass, after hearing the Leave the Legacy Chapel theme, I knew I had to do something in my life. So at the end of the year, and I know it's a long time, but at the end of the year, I got the opportunity during this past summer to work with a professional Christian soccer team out of North Carolina, the Charlotte Eagles. If you guys aren't familiar with them, a great group of guys. All right. They're the only professional Christian team and in the world, all right? And they're a great group of guys that play at a high level of soccer, and I got to hang out with them all summer long. and it was awesome. All right. But what I was part of, I was part of the away camp staff. I got to travel up and down the East Coast for 6-7 weeks, putting on camps each week. All right. And through those camps, I probably had 200 so kids I come across. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But the most amazing thing that whole summer was I got to see 50 kids come to know the Lord just through a simple game of soccer. And, you know, they won't remember me. They might, I mean, because they called me Coach Caveman or Coach Jesus. One asked me, well, he said, can I call you Coach God? And I said, why? And he said, because you look like God. And I was like, how do you know? Well, God looks like. And he says, it says it in the Bible. I said, no, I don't think that'll do. I think caveman will be fine. So, they won't remember that. They won't remember, you know, the last day we'd sign autographs. They won't remember my autograph. And it ain't going to be worth nothing anyway. But what they'll remember is they'll remember that day when they come to know the Lord, playing soccer, hanging out with other people that play soccer and that love the Lord the same. All right. We had a theme. They'll remember the theme verse. I said this verse probably, you know, 30 times a day, it seemed like, all summer long. You know, out of John 14:5-6, Thomas said to him, Jesus, how do we know where we're going when we don't know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. You know, they'll remember that. Because now they have a direction. Now they have a way. And now they have a life. So, things were really good. I got back here after having the summer of my life. And, you know, I kind of knew where I was headed. I kind of knew what I was going to be doing. But, November 13th, it was a Tuesday before Thanksgiving break. It was actually the day Kathy asked me to speak in chapel. But, you know, we was in class. We had class with Dr. Peterson, World Religions, good class. Philosophy, but I got a call during class, and I didn't answer it because Dr. Peterson would have probably got mad and kicked me out or something like that. I don't know. I was being polite. And so after class, me and Kathy sat down and talked. And, you know, she's like, what do you feel? And I was like, all right. I was like, you know, let me pray about this stuff. And, you know, we kept in contact. But right after I got done talking to her, I called. I returned a call, and it was my mom. And she told me Dad had tested positive for cancer. So right then, I didn't know what to do. I was numb for about 2 or 3 days. I went to Coach's office, and I just completely broke down. You know, up until now, I probably only told a handful of people. Just because it's still one of those things you don't expect. You know, my dad's young. He's 48. I mean, he's old to me, but for parents, he's young, I guess. But, you know, what's there? What is there now? You know, he's just a new granddad to my brother's two nephews. And, you know, I had no idea where it was headed. But since then, thank God that we've had some positive results, that things are looking okay. So praise the Lord for that. But these events have got me thinking about life. You know, especially now that I'm closing my college career, I really get to think about life, the real life. So, you know, I've gotten to see how death affects people. How it affected me, how it affected my family, how it affected my grandma, where it made her stronger. That she could, You know, through the years, Granddad was her provider. Until Parkinson's, she became his provider. But now since he's passed away, she has a whole new life, and she's living it well. Right. It's gotten our family a lot stronger and a lot closer. I saw how the parents and the kids reacted at camps. I had parents coming to me in tears, saying how thankful they are that people like us can come, teach soccer to their kids, and also to minister to them. And that they can come together. You know, it's more than just a soccer camp. You know, there's souls involved in this one. So they were so thankful that we were there. And it was a blast. And those kids loved it. I probably loved it more than the kids did. And I see how unexpected life is. You know, what are we supposed to do? What have I done in my life to glorify God? And what am I supposed to do with my real life in a little over a week? You know, I am working for Ichthus. But there's other things involved. I mean, there's more that I can do. You know, so I'm gonna God's laid it on my heart to help the youth, to follow, to do what I ever can with the youth so they can know the Lord as their personal Savior, just like I got to, just like, you know, I've shared with some kids. You know, most of you probably had no idea that there would be a stomp the yard routine up in the chapel today. You know, I wasn't disappointed that they didn't ask me. I'd have made it look really bad, all right? But how unpredictable is that? You know, yeah, what happened to my dad is really unpredictable, but even a simple thing like chapel has become so unpredictable that you don't know what's going to happen. But if you listen to what they said, you can hear the confidence of who Christ is. You know, we're in a little bit, right after our close up, there's going to be a song played. This song has been really instrumental in my Christian life, my walk. You know, I was introduced to this song when I was really new to the faith, you know, probably 2 years into the faith. And I listen to it all the time now. I didn't have it there with me when I was getting ready to speak at my granddad's funerals, but I thought about it the whole time. I was like, you'll hear it. And I listened to it before every soccer game, as long as I had it there. Every game, so I knew who I was playing for. I knew why I was playing. It'll be a little different song to get pumped up to, but it worked for me. So, and I got down on my knees to pray to this song when I found out about Dad. You know, do what you want while the song's playing. You know, I know what I'll be doing. But as you think about what he wants you to do with your life, know that he is the Alpha and the Omega and the most solid thing we can count on. You know, maybe you'd like to think about a few of these things. Where have you been in your life? And what has God brought you out of? Where are you now in your spiritual life? A lot of you probably have a lot of things sorted out, and I praise the Lord for that. But some of you might be missing out on some stuff. And where are you headed? You guys got a little bit longer than we do. But where's God leading you? What are you going to do with your life? Christmas break's coming up. What are you going to do with your life over Christmas break? Are you doing your best to live for truth? And what is your legacy going to be?